CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
David Schwartz said, "Belief is the thermostat that regulates what we accomplish in life." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who believe. Our first playmaker is continually cited by numerous global publications as an industry leader, while our next playmaker is an award-winning sculptor whose work has been exhibited in galleries and museums. With us today is a CEO whose company has become one of the largest independent site selection firms in the industry, while our next CEO's company believes results matter and goes above and beyond to achieve quantifiable results for clients. These great playmakers are King White. King is CEO of Site Selection Group, and Eric McGarity, CEO of Globe Runner, and we're going to begin today's show with Eric. As I mentioned, Eric McGarity is a founder and CEO of the digital marketing agency Globe Runner, a top-performing Dallas-based SEO, search engine optimization, and digital marketing firm, which has recently been featured in the Dallas Morning News and nominated as one of the best places to work in Addison. Eric is also the co-founder of the nonprofit Stand Up LD, a support network for parents and educators seeking resources to support and inspire children with learning differences. Now, Eric is an entrepreneur and thought leader. His writings on business and entrepreneurship have been published in Forbes, Octane Magazine, and Yahoo Small Business Advisor. In his not-so-free time, he is a nationally recognized artist showing in galleries, museums, and public spaces. His sculpture in Fort Worth was recognized by America for the Arts as one of the top 40 pieces in 2007. Interesting. Lots to talk about. Eric, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
Globe Runner is interesting. There's other things I want to talk about, but tell us the history of how Globe Runner started. There's a story behind that.
There absolutely is a story. So let me see where I want to start with that one. So I was an artist first and foremost and really enjoyed that career.
So that really was your career before you started all
this? It was my full-time career, yeah. And I still do it. As you said in my bio, I'm actually got a public sculpture that's going to be installed this week and have a ribbon cutting sometime in October in Addison. We're excited about that. So many years ago, 2009, I was in a bit of a place where I decided I wanted to do something different. And I had just come off the heels of starting an e-commerce business called babysafetravel.com. I eventually wound that business down, but Globe Runner was an opportunity that kind of spurned out of that, where I saw I could help other businesses achieve the kind of results that I achieved with Baby Safe Travel.
Because you were looking for a way to get the word out.
Exactly. I had to get the word out about Baby Safe, and I used search engine optimization and online advertising.
So you're self-taught.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's the beginning of Globe Runner. And the name Globe Runner?
Also a bit of a funny story. So it came from Baby Safe Travel. We originally had a vision to create a travel company, and we thought Globe Runner would be a great name for that. And when we changed gears and I decided to start a search company instead, I thought, well, I've already got this name, Globe Runner. It's catchy. I'm going to run with it. And that's how we landed with Globe Runner.
It sounds different, so that's what you want your clients to look for, too, and prospects.
That's right.
I mentioned search engine optimization, a couple other things. What do you do at Globe Runner?
Yeah, so we've really grown into a full-service digital agency. Search is still a core competency. So we do SEO, search engine optimization. We do a lot of online advertising. We do a lot of content marketing. We have a staff of writers that write hundreds of blog posts and white papers every single month. And then we also do conversion rate optimization. And then finally, the simple thing, everybody needs a website, and we will be we'll be happy to build that website for you. So we also develop websites.
So anything on the internet, web-related?
Essentially anything web-related. Including email. So, yeah.
And the whole point is to get them more business via what you create for them.
That's right. So it's in our vision statement. It's all about measurable results. So we track every detail, every call that's made, every form that's filled, every transaction that's made on a website, and tie that back to an ad campaign or a particular strategy that we're implementing. And that's what makes our business work. That's what keeps our clients sticky. That's why we have long-term customers, is because they see results. It's very measurable. And I'm a very mathematical person, so I enjoy that side of it.
That probably comes from your artistic side, too, and and looking at it that way. But as I mentioned at the very beginning, quoted you, results matter. That's a guiding principle, Globe Runner, and that's a part of your mantra, your culture there, in making sure that you give your clients results.
It really is. So I see us on the harder side of marketing. I say harder because we like to look at hard evidence. Some things like branding are wonderful and needed and very powerful, but they're a little softer. They're harder to quantify. We stick with things that are pretty easy to quantify, and the clients can go back and look at them and say, wow, I see that. I see how that changed my business.
Number of clicks, number of visitors, knowing exactly what they're getting
for the
money they're spending.
That's right. Number of leads, number of sales.
That's a good way to look at it. Well, you have offices not just in Dallas, is that correct? A few others outside of Dallas?
We have a physical office in Dallas and Fort Worth. And then we've got some remote folks in Austin.
And that's what I was looking for. I'm looking at your website. And by the way, we are speaking with Eric McGarrity. Eric's website is globerunner.com. As it says on the website, rocket fuel for your business. So they're there to be of some help. But let's change just the direction a little bit. Let's talk about something else your heart's involved in, I would think, is standupld.org. Talk about that.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So to kind of understand this story, you got to understand, first off, I'm dyslexic. And that's a big part of my background or story, if you will. So I feel like being dyslexic has given me a distinct advantage in business. And it's kind of interesting, and I think maybe I'm the only one that sees it this way. I see business and art as a very similar thing, and that's very connected to the fact that I'm dyslexic.
Let me hold that thought for a second.
Yeah.
Did art help you in your dyslexia? Did it help you deal with that better?
You know, art... That's an interesting question. Art was a safe place for me, right? Art was an area
okay.
I was strong.
Okay.
What was interesting, though, is the connection between how I think about sculpture and how I think about business.
Hmm.
And I don't know anybody else that talks about it this way, but let's backstep one step. Being dyslexic makes me a very strong spatial reasoner. And so I have the ability to vision where I'm going very strongly and have a very clear picture of what either a sculpture is going to look like or a business venture is going mm-hmm. to look like.
Hence seeing the end result.
That's right. And then the next step is the ability to communicate that with others. And frankly, that's one of the key things in business. Whether you know it or not, as an entrepreneur, one of the most valuable things you can do is communicate the future and get others to believe in that future with you. And as soon as you do that, suddenly things start to happen. And so for me, the process of concepting a sculpture, making a sculpture, and bringing it into reality is very similar to the concept of concepting a business venture or a new line of business or a new product offering or the business itself, the concept of being in business or the concept of doing business with Globe Runner and then communicating that. You're just communicating in words rather than communicating it visually. So it's a very similar activity. And I think that way because I'm dyslexic. So back to answer your question about StandupLD. So I'm dyslexic. It's been a valuable asset in my life. There are certainly some things about it that make life more challenging as a youngster, particularly reading and writing and some of the mechanics. But at the same time, it gives you so many ways to think that are different and, in my mind, give me advantages that others may not have, that I see a lot of advantage there. And so I like to communicate that. And now I've got four kids. Three of my three boys have all been tested. They're all dyslexic as well. And so very passionate about the subject. Love to be in the community. And so my wife, I really give her a lot of credit for being the president of StandupLD. I'm the chief evangelist. I'm the one that goes out and talks about it, and she makes sure everything actually happens. But we work with parents, so we educate parents and inspire kids. And it's just a great organization. We're proud to be part of it.
And here's my guess, based on what you just told me, that any learning disability is also an opportunity.
It absolutely is an opportunity. It absolutely is. I've got kind of a network of successful LD adults that I've accumulated over the years, people that I've run into, and I met some of the most amazing people along the road that have various talents from, you know, actors, documentary, Emmy-winning filmmakers, entrepreneurs, and business owners of all sorts. I've just had an amazing life journey meeting these folks, and they have, you know, dyslexia or ADD or ADHD or, you know, any other slice of the that pie that you can think of. And each one of them, if you talk to them, will say that's a big part of their success story.
And you can take a look at it either way. It either makes them stronger, which it did for them, or it makes people weaker when they allow that to pull them down.
That's right. That's right.
And you need to know how to use that to make yourself stronger.
That's right. But you get into the kind of the whole mind person, and a lot of people that kind of fit in that category do well in either the arts or music and a business walk of life as well. You know, kind of the Leonardo da Vinci walk, who is dyslexic as well. You know, artist, architect, the all fits together, right? And so that's a gift.
Well, let's pull that back now to Globe Runner, something you said a little while ago. You must spend a lot of time with your clients asking questions to help you and them develop the vision for where they want to go. Is that correct?
I do, and it's really my favorite part of my job is getting to meet with my clients and learn about their business. You know, I don't have an MBA, but I feel like I probably should by now.
Over the years, you've gotten your own MBA.
I've gotten my own MBA because I've gotten the wonderful opportunity to engage with our clients, learn about their specific business challenges, figure out how to overcome them, come up with creative solutions that aren't necessarily the most obvious, but sometimes are the most effective. And I really enjoyed that process of being a strategic partner to them and developing that long-term relationship where we can make a meaningful and impactful difference.
Well, with everything that you've mentioned, did all that together develop your leadership style?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. So I'm certainly always rooting for the underdog. And I've also developed a leadership style that tries to build on people's strengths, right? Rather than tearing them down, I try to support the people that we have and find out where they can contribute and really play into the team and be a contributing member. I think all of that is definitely based on my life experience.
Which is why your people help you get nominated as one of the best places to work in Addison, too. And it comes from the top. It doesn't come from necessarily from the bottom. Well, tell everybody again how they can find out more about both the websites, StandupLD and GlobeRunner.
Definitely go to GlobeRunner.com. Let us know if you'd like to do business, if you'd be interested in learning more about our service. We'd love to meet with you. I'd be happy to meet with you personally or somebody in our sales department who are great people. They obviously chose to work at Globe Runner. We'd be happy to meet with you as well. StandupLD, if you feel like you have ADD or dyslexia or you have a child.
Or know somebody that does.
Or know somebody that does, send them our way. We'd love to open up the doors to you and make you feel comfortable. We've got events that happen really all the time. We've got parent meetings that happen at local libraries and schools. We do outreach to schools. So I do talks at schools. Other members of our steering committee do talks at schools. Lastly, we have a conference. So February 25th, mark your calendar, that's February 25th this year at the Rough Riders Stadium. We've got the entire stadium for our conference, and we're going to, we expect to have over 1,000 kids with LD there and their parents and teachers and educators. We'd love to have you be a part of that conference. So go to StandupLD and look for that and make sure to get on the wait list. We haven't released tickets yet, but we'll be releasing tickets.
StandupLD.org. Eric, you are a Playmaker. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Eric McGarrity is CEO of Globe Runner and involved with StandupLD.org. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with the CEO of Site Selection Group. His name is King White. Back with King right after this.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat, donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
The 31st annual Run for the Children is now the WOKC Spooktacular Sprint for the Children. Run or walk on Saturday, October 22nd at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. All proceeds benefit Wipeout Kids Cancer to raise awareness and funding for childhood cancer research and to provide hope and support for children with cancer. Choose from a 1-mile fun run or a 5K course. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top winners in each age category. Join everyone for the on-site post-race party. That's Saturday, October 22nd at Lone Star Park. Go to WOKC.org to register for fun and to wipe out kids cancer.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're here with another playmaker. His name is King White. King is CEO and founder of Site Selection Group, where he specializes in location advisory, economic incentive, and corporate real estate services. Prior to the formation of Site Selection Group, King was a principal and founder of the corporate site selection group at Trammell Crow Company, where he built and managed their site selection economic incentive platform. King brings 20 years of experience in the site selection industry and has completed over 1,000 projects, including call centers, data centers, distribution centers, headquarters, manufacturing plants, retail, and software development operations. Under his direction, the company has become one of the largest independent full-service location advisory economic incentive and corporate real estate firms, service firms in the U.S. With all that, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me here today.
With all that, I mentioned a lot of different things you do. What does Site Selection Group do?
Our overall vision is to maximize corporate location decisions. And how we achieve that is really three core services, which is location advisory, economic incentive, and corporate real estate services.
So I call you. I want to build a factory someplace in the United States or even the world. And you sit down with your clients and find out everything they're looking for and help them find the right place. Is that correct?
That is correct. So basically, it's understanding the key drivers of what's going to make their business a success. And so usually, you know, traditional real estate firms look at it as just the bricks and mortar aspect of it, where we could take it back a step further, where we look at, is it the labor that you're looking for, a union, non-union climate, is it economic incentives, business climate, factors such as that.
So you're working with the cities, locations, the municipalities to make sure everything fits for them and get the incentives.
Yeah, the key is to find the match between the city and the location where they go to the company's needs. And so it's very difficult to find that balance of factors in a location. So, and, you know, it just depends on the type of project it is. Everybody has a different business driver.
We were talking before the show started, and what also interested me about what you were talking about is the fact that you stay with them, essentially hold their hands all the way through the process.
We do. We started from the initial business plan development, you know, and figuring out if there's a project there and determining what the, you know, what the capital investment and the job creation impact is going to be. And we take it all the way through the analytics portion, through negotiations with the government for economic incentives, then through the real estate negotiations. And then we follow through the whole project through the construction aspect, as well as the ongoing compliance that's required to actually obtain the economic incentives through their full life.
So your client could be have the expertise of what they do. They can allow you to take care of that and get them in that place without them having to worry about it.
That's exactly right. It's a very performance-based compensation structure, so it's usually very easy for our clients to understand how we get compensated, and it doesn't necessarily require a huge investment on their side.
Well, you have 20 years of experience, but the company's only 10 years old. You were successfully running corporate site location for the Trammell Crow Company. Why did you start the Site Selection Group on your own?
Yes, I was very young when I started at Trammell Crow Company straight out of college. And, you know, I was inspired by some people around me that wanted me to build something great. And I had a concept that I took to their executive team. And it was around, we were at a real estate services firm, and there was other factors that were causing companies to make their location decisions. And it was all these things we've been talking about already, which was labor, business climate, tax incentives, things like that. And so I told them I want to build a practice to focus on the pre-transaction activities to help companies make smarter decisions. And, you know, it just fed on itself. And so people kind of thought I was doing something a little off the track of what everyone else was on, the same program they were on. And as a result of it, I was able to elevate myself within the organization very quickly at a young age.
And you developed the Trammell Crow and started your business in, you said, early 2006.
Exactly,
and,
2006.
You've been basically in business for 20 years. Something interesting about your firm, too, you only represent tenants versus landlords and owners of real estate. Why is that?
Yeah, one of the issues we ran into and we see in the competitive marketplace we're in today is that most of our competitors are both owning real estate or either leasing real estate, somehow involved with representing the ownership or the investment group that may own an asset. And so we made it very clear if we're going to have a completely unbiased solution for our customers, there need to be no conflict of interest. And so we have no reason to tell a client to go to one geography over another. And I think that relieves the client of a lot of the risks that they think they have and who's representing their best interests.
As you say, no bias, no conflict of interest. You're doing it for the client.
Yes.
You effectively compete against a lot of firms or larger than you, real estate firms, tax firms. How do you effectively do that? How does your philosophy compare to theirs?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun in the gaps in their business model. Since I worked within the large organizations like Trammell Crow Company, I was really able to visualize and find where their challenges were. And, you know, first it was the conflict of interest issue. Get that off the plate. Second piece was like the way that everyone's compensated is all up front in real estate firms because it's all commission driven, things like that. And so we looked at some different ways to how we could structure our engagements to where it is more performance based and paid out over time so that the clients didn't feel the impact up front, nor did they feel like they were getting any kind of misrepresentation along the way. And so we really found some of these blind spots in these organizations and built a business model around the companies and their needs, not around our needs. And I think that's what's really differentiated us in the marketplace and helps us effectively win large Fortune 500 projects as well as going down to the small mom-and-pop organizations that are just needing some office space.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Talk about some of your successful projects and who some of your clients actually are.
Yeah, so we do very high-end projects. You know, some of the ones you may be more familiar with here in the Dallas area would be Liberty Mutual. We just did a 4,000-person operation for them in the Plano area and, you know, literally negotiated a $15 million incentive package after shopping the project around the whole United States.
And most people here in Dallas have heard about that project.
Yeah, so it's 1 million square feet under construction up in North Dallas right now. You know, on the industrial side, you can see projects like Amazon. We do a lot of work with Amazon and helping them with their distribution centers. And so we've done projects, you know, just locally I'm referring to. We do this nationally and internationally.
Now, you say projects with an S on the end. I would think of a company like Amazon who continually expands. Once you've done business with them, they continually come back to you.
That's exactly right, yeah. So it's all about the strategy side of it. It's the workforce analytics. We're doing call centers, distribution centers for a company like that. We're also heavy into manufacturing, where we're doing one of the very first manufacturing projects for Adidas, so actually manufacturing shoes in the United States, is actually being done again. And so this was a new plant we just set up in Atlanta for Adidas right now. We're handled all the site selection, economic incentives, real estate, and construction management. So, I mean, it's the whole gamut of all the services.
As I believe I asked you when we first got together a few moments before the show started, you must have a tremendous amount of data to help your clients find out where they want to go.
We do. We cover about 71 countries and about 1,400 metro areas within those 17 countries. And so to keep up with the data, I mean, it's all – every year it has to be, you know, the new updated data sets. And so we have multiple vendors that we're buying data from, and then we also do our own proactive research on our clients' behalf.
Well, you also have trademarks and products that you've developed because of your business. If I may quote them, GeoCision, LaborCast, and Incentrac. What are those, and why did you develop them?
So I'll just pick on a couple of those. First of all, one of the LaborCast, which is basically a labor market forecasting tool. What we found is that our clients were asking, well, what are labor markets going to be in 3, 4, 5 years from now? Not what are they today, because most of the data you're buying already is 12 months old. And so LaborCast basically what it does is it does a 20-year labor market projection based on data that we've acquired that forecasts certain aspects of the labor market. And we build it around the actual customer's needs so that we're able to tell them the longevity of a labor market and what they're doing and how it's going to impact their wages.
That must be, just for paying for that software, having the access to it must be great for them.
It's cutting edge. I mean, so there's not many competitors out in the marketplace that have anything close up that matches what it's able to do. And then, you know, similarly, what we did on the economic incentive front is we developed, and what we saw was going on is that companies were struggling to handle the compliance process. So once they negotiated a package, which everyone loves to ring the bell and say, I just won millions of dollars from my company, what they weren't doing is actually receiving the dollars. And so we developed a software product that helps them manage the ongoing receivables that they have coming in. And we've got large Fortune 500 clients that are signed up utilizing this software to manage their economic incentive receivables.
Well, you've been in business about 20 years. Started with Trammell Crow, and you have your own business now. Your leadership style, did that come from a lot that you learned when you were working at Trammell Crow, and did you kind of fine-tune that along the way?
You know, I'll tell you, it was, you know, one of the things that I did was when we started the company, we were running pretty loose. You know, you're just an entrepreneur. Let's go out and grow revenue and all those things. And so we woke up in 2011 at the end of the recession, which we did great at the beginning of the recession because companies are relocating to lower cost geographies and our revenue actually went down. And so at that point, I joined Vistage, which is a CEO networking and strategy organization. And we really rebuilt the organization. And for the last 5 years, we've seen our revenue go up roughly 20% per year. And the culture of our environment is just taken off. And so we've been best places to work for 3 years, and 3 years out of the last 5 years since kind of re-engineering the organization and the platform.
And that, again, comes from your people. It's not that you getting that award. It's your people nominating the group for that. So what's been the biggest factor in your success?
You know, I think it's having my partners, the people who support me and support the vision that I've kind of set out from the beginning. And it's just hiring the right people and having those around you and just thinking ahead of what market's asking for and listening to your customers.
So if someone wants to find out more about what you're doing and to possibly do business with you, where do they go to find that out?
Easiest thing is our website, www.siteselectiongroup.com.
Well, you are definitely a playmaker with the company you've put together. King, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve.
King White, CEO of Site Selection Group. Prior to King, we had Eric McGarity. Eric is CEO of Globe Runner. This has been a terrific show. I'd like to thank both our guests for being Playmakers. It's been great having both of you on the show. Thank you also for joining us on air. Join us also at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting playmakers.